regards to the recent statement by U.S. President Barack Obama that his quote-unquote mishandling of the crisis in Libya following the U.S. Led bombing campaign that resulted in the ouster of former leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, that this was the quote-unquote worst mistake of his presidency. We have to view this in context of another peculiar phenomenon that takes place, especially in America, but also throughout the West, where someone who is on trial for some infamous and heinous crime, such as murder, really pours the theatrics into their testimony in order to get an acquittal or to get a lighter sentence in the event that they are convicted. And I think that this is exactly what is taking place right now. There was no mishandling or mismanagement of the situation in Libya. Everything that happened is exactly what Obama, and more importantly, the people who were responsible for giving him advice, people from the military, people from the intelligence services, everyone involved in this from A to Z knew exactly what was going to take place if this bombing campaign were to go forward and Gaddafi were to be removed. After all that they needed to do was to look at what had happened in Iraq when the United States and the West engaged in the very same business, destroyed that country, destroyed its leadership, destroyed its infrastructure, and turned the place into a cauldron of instability and of human suffering. And so the notion that somehow things were going to be different in Libya, even when applying the very same types of strategy, the notion that Obama did not see this coming lies somewhere between the improbable and the impossible. That's number one. Number two, it's important to remember that just as we have this old saying in the West that you can kill two birds with one stone, there was another agenda at work here in creating this cauldron of instability and human suffering that resulted in the aftermath of this bombing campaign against Libya, which is the creation of these various Islamic terrorist groups such as ISIS and ISIL, Daesh, however we want to describe these groups, that are now being used to further Western and Israeli interests in the region. Now that this plague has been created in the form of ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, whatever word we want to use to describe it, now the West has a new creature that it can use as its excuse for engaging in various military and political activities in the region, especially as it pertains to Syria. So the notion that Obama, that somehow his hands are clean in this matter and that really this was just a mistake, as he has described it, that this was, his mishandling of it was a mistake. This is just more political theater that we see taking place on a regular basis, especially in the West. Obama is guilty of having murdered hundreds of thousands of innocent people in Libya by his decision. And the notion that somehow he should get a pass in all of this on the basis that this was just a quote-unquote mistake simply doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Even here in the West, we do have a charge known as involuntary manslaughter, where somebody inadvertently, through negligence or through some accident, causes the death of another person. It's not intentional. They still have to be held accountable for that. And at the very least, even if we were to apply some credibility to what Obama has stated here, that this was a mistake and that it was a crisis that was mishandled, at the very least, what we're talking about here is quote unquote involuntary manslaughter on a mass scale, and certainly he and those responsible for this have to answer for it.